question at a time. Yes, Sydney.
All the three matches series were love champion ones. So, as kicker, what are the lessons that you think you have learned from these three close matches in your first series as kicker?
Lessons that I learned was, I wouldn't say lessons, but I would talk about the positives. Very pleased to see Kedar bat the way he did. Very pleased to see Hardik the way he performed with bat and ball. Very pleased to see UV and Mahi bat together again and string in that big partnership. So I think a lot of positives for us as a team. And even Bhuvi with the ball in the second game, you know, to win that game for us, to pull it back was outstanding when it was difficult to grip the ball. And even today, the partnership was outstanding between Kedar and Hardik after being 170 odd for five, all experienced guys back. But I think these guys have shown character and stuck it out whenever we've been under pressure. And that for me is the standout from this series as a captain, the way the relatively newer guys have performed and the way, you know, MS and UV have come back into their own.
A word on Hardik. You know, MS during his captaincy, towards the end of his captaincy, he's spoken about the need for having a fast bowling all rounder in the side. You know, there a few other guys have been tried, but it's not worked out as well. So, a word on looking at Hardik in that role, and you know, how do you see that?
Well, it's really helpful. I mean, if you see all the teams around the world, they have a fast bowling all-rounder, which gives them a lot of balance. Allows you to play their extra batsman, I guess. Allows you to still play two spinners, two seamers, and then, you know, if the guy's good enough, he does the job for you. I think he bowled really well in the first and the third game. Even today, he picked up three wickets and he bowled really good areas. You know, he was one of the few bowlers for us who was hitting the deck hard and getting purchase off it. And with the bat as well, he's got good instinctive play, and now he's getting more smarter and intelligent with more games that he plays. And we spoke to him about not being, you know, too aggressive or reckless initially, and then he understands the importance of rotating strike and understanding when to score a boundary or hit the big shot. So he brings great balance to the side, I must say.
Dave. You know, this game can have great highs and great lows. When you see a guy like Ben Stokes, who you enjoy competing with, have a day like he did at the World T20 final here in April, and a pretty tough day, and then come back and get man of the match on the same ground, do you just kind of identify with how cricket can take you on this roller coaster?
Yeah, it's, I really felt bad for him in the finals. We all saw it. I feel he's someone who takes a lot of pride in his cricket, and he's very proud to play for England. And I saw the disappointment and, you know, the sadness on his face when England lost that final. But yeah, he's you know, a guy with great character. He's always fighting, you know, to win games for England. We all see that in Test cricket. Even today, he was, you know, really motivated to win the game for them. You could tell by his body language. By the way he bowled, the way he batted, and the way he was running in the end as well while he was batting. So yeah, I mean, every side is pleased to have cricketers like that. And nowadays everyone does play with that mindset. But, you know, I'm sure it feels nice to him to have sort of reversed the tables here as far as this ground is concerned. And good on him. I mean, he was really good with the ball and bat today as well. It's not such a bad thing. I think the more T20 cricket we play, we're going to get better at the death bowling. That's one thing I feel will be our advantage. As far as the batting is concerned, obviously the one area that we look to focus on would be maintaining our batting techniques and just using T20 cricket and ODI cricket as an extension of your test batting, not necessarily having to go reckless out there and slog every ball that we play. It's very important to understand how to score in those conditions, and you need to have a solid base and solid balance at the crease to be able to, you know, score runs in competitive conditions. So I think the focus will be on not wanting to overdo things, but at the same time finding a good balance between good conventional cricket and at the same time knowing how to score runs with that. I think that'll be key for us.
Do you think that condition, especially in cricket, a little difficult to bat on at the end of the match?
Well, not really. I mean, I said in the post-match as well, if the wicket has grass, the surface is hard, you expect, you know, the English bowlers to bowl in better areas because they know how to bowl on these kind of wickets and they know the bounce and the amount of seam, and they were pretty clever with the lengths that they bowled as well. So it's pretty similar to how we bowl on Indian surfaces, and you know how we can reverse swing the ball and bowl in the right areas. So it's nothing new that we faced. We knew that it's going to be challenging against their quick bowlers, and that's why I said it was really pleasing to see two guys step up and take the game till the end. Gives us a lot of confidence going into Champions Trophy as well, that you know they are good enough to counter pace and swing and still be able to play positive cricket. So yeah, definitely. I mean, the wicket was challenging throughout the day. I won't say it was just challenging later on, but you can understand where the game is heading nowadays. Even challenging wickets, you're getting 320 runs. So, it all boils down to intent, I guess.
Question there.
Even though
you're
looking close in the end, how much do you think Bento's batting in particular was given in the middle over? Because Hardik was bowling, was picking wickets at that time, moving the set batsman, but he made sure England stayed till the end and scored over 300.
Well, I think we controlled them really nicely till about the 45th over. But with the, see, they back till 10. I mean, David Willey comes in at 10. They're a very explosive one-day side. So the series win makes it all the more special, knowing that we're up against a side which probably has the best balance going around in ODI cricket at the moment. If you have people batting till 10, if you have guys, you know, as batting or bowling all-rounders, getting you five quicks in a wicket that helps the fast bowlers, that gives great balance to the side, you know, spinners not having to bowl too much with the wet ball. So considering that, I think we really bowled well to the 45th. We expected them to come hard in the last five, and I was pretty happy as a captain with what England scored by the end of 50 overs. With the bat, yes, you know, we could have made our partnerships bigger, especially mine and UV's. Maybe the game would have been different, but as I said, I mean, you know, situations are very different in cricket than what you expect them to be sometimes. But two youngsters stepping up, that was even more special for me to see, rather than experienced guys taking the team through. I think it was an opportunity for them, and they played really, really well.
Do you feel a slight pinch that with the fact that, you know, England has scored 300 plus runs in all the matches? So do you have slight worry as far as the bowling department is concerned?
Not at all. We've chased them down twice. I mean, we've scored more than them twice. And even today, we were within closing distance of the target. So if I sit down as a captain and I expect teams to get out at 250, 260, then I'm just thinking totally opposite of how the game is going nowadays. I think if teams are scoring 300 plus, you've got to make up your mindset to go out there and score them, or score more than, you know, what they are capable of chasing. So I think that's what the game is literally boiling down to, is how much impact your batsmen can have in the game, because bowlers are finding it really difficult, especially when you have dew around. It's very, very tough for bowlers to execute their plan. So I think I would not like to say this, but the one day game and the T20 game is more batsmen dominated.
Last question.
Virat bhai, Champions Trophy se pehle ye last series mein opening batch mein zyada run nahi banayi ya fir chinta ka karan hai conditions ke liye?
Dekhiye, jo hamare areas hain concern ke, wo hum address karenge aur usko hum correct karne ko dekhenge. Jo humne pehle baat kari ki pehle hamara opening problem nahi tha, hamara problem tha middle order, abhi wo sort out hua hai. Openers hamare paas acche hain. ऐसा नहीं है कि हमें ओपनर्स ढूंढने हैं. आपको कभी कभी चांस देना होता है लोगों को कि फॉर्म में वापस आएँ. तो प्लेयर्स मुश्किल से मिलते हैं ऐसे, मतलब इंटरनेशनल क्रिकेट के लिए रेडी प्लेयर्स यू नो डोंट ऑफन फाइंड. सो आई थिंक की वही होगा कि जो हमारे ओपनर्स हैं उनको बैक करें, उनको कॉन्फिडेंस दें, और एक दो इनिंग की बात होती है इंटरनेशनल लेवल पे, एक बार वो फ्लो आ जाता है, मे बी चैम्पियंस ट्रॉफी से शुरू हो, क्योंकि वहाँ हमने रोहित शर्मा और शिखर धवन को एज ओपनिंग पेयर रेवलेशन पहली बार देखा था. तो यू नेवर नो, वो भी अगर एक एरिया स्ट्रॉन्ग हो जाएगा तो एज आई सेड वी हम लोग सिर्फ 70-75% पोटेंशियल में खेले हैं अभी तक एज अ बैटिंग यूनिट, और अगर हम लोग 100% पोटेंशियल में खेलेंगे तो यू नो मुझे नहीं पता कि हम लोग कितने रन और बना सकते हैं. तो आई थिंक वो एरियाज़ हैं जो हम स्ट्रेंथन करना चाहेंगे ज़रूर.
थैंक यू वेरी मच.
थैंक यू.